Аудиозапись номер 71. Послушайте рассказ «Пабло». Выберите картинки, которые соответствуют содержанию рассказа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
What did Pablo do in the park?
Hello, I'm Pablo. I'm from Spain. But now I'm studying at Oxford University. Yesterday I went to London. It was my third visit to the capital. The weather was fine, and I decided to walk across the park. I stopped on the bank of a nice lake and watched the ducks and pelicans. There were a lot of tourists near the lake. Some of them fed the ducks, and others took photos of the white pelicans. After the walk in the park, I felt hungry. Suddenly, I saw a nice cafe.
What did Pablo have for breakfast?
I went into the cafe. I sat at a table and asked for a cup of coffee and a ham sandwich. A young woman with a little girl sat at the table next to me. There was a cup of tea and a big piece of chocolate cake in front of the girl. The girl looked at my sandwich, smiled and said, "Enjoy your meal." "Thank you," I answered.
What did Pablo buy for his friend?
Then I decided to buy a present for Simon. Simon is my friend. He lives in London. He's a student, too. Simon celebrated his birthday a week ago, and I hadn't congratulated him yet. So I went into a large shop. I couldn't decide what to buy, a book or a box of watercolors. Simon enjoys reading, and he likes detective stories. But he's a good painter, too. Suddenly, I saw a chess set on the shelf. So I decided to buy it and to teach Simon to play chess.
What did Pablo and his friend do in the evening?
In the evening, I went to visit Simon. I gave the present to my friend. Simon was surprised because he couldn't play chess. But I promised to teach him. We didn't want to stay at home that evening. Simon suggested that we go to the cinema to see a new detective film. I thought it was a good idea. We didn't have time to have dinner, so we decided to have a snack at home.
What did Pablo do in the park?
Hello, I'm Pablo. I'm from Spain. But now I'm studying at Oxford University. Yesterday I went to London. It was my third visit to the capital. The weather was fine, and I decided to walk across the park. I stopped on the bank of a nice lake and watched the ducks and pelicans. There were a lot of tourists near the lake. Some of them fed the ducks, and others took photos of the white pelicans. After the walk in the park, I felt hungry. Suddenly, I saw a nice cafe.
What did Pablo have for breakfast?
I went into the cafe. I sat at a table and asked for a cup of coffee and a ham sandwich. A young woman with a little girl sat at the table next to me. There was a cup of tea and a big piece of chocolate cake in front of the girl. The girl looked at my sandwich, smiled and said, "Enjoy your meal." "Thank you," I answered.
What did Pablo buy for his friend?
Then I decided to buy a present for Simon. Simon is my friend. He lives in London. He's a student, too. Simon celebrated his birthday a week ago, and I hadn't congratulated him yet. So I went into a large shop. I couldn't decide what to buy, a book or a box of watercolors. Simon enjoys reading, and he likes detective stories. But he's a good painter, too. Suddenly, I saw a chess set on the shelf. So I decided to buy it and to teach Simon to play chess.
What did Pablo and his friend do in the evening?
In the evening, I went to visit Simon. I gave the present to my friend. Simon was surprised because he couldn't play chess. But I promised to teach him. We didn't want to stay at home that evening. Simon suggested that we go to the cinema to see a new detective film. I thought it was a good idea. We didn't have time to have dinner, so we decided to have a snack at home.